I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
Let me provide a brief update on the China virus as well as our economic recovery, which is going really very well, as you probably have been hearing. Nearly 85% of jurisdictions all across our country are reporting a very steep decline in cases. And that's despite the fact that we have the number one testing program anywhere in the world. We're up to almost 70 million tests, far beyond any other country. This week, cases nationwide have declined by 6%. The test positivity rate has fallen to just 6.5%, a 71% reduction from April, and a 15% reduction from mid-July. That's a big reduction. The hospitalization rate for the virus has been reduced by half since April. And I urge everyone to apply common sense mitigation. We know that, and we are all doing that. And I want to thank the American people for really doing such a great job. The United States has now administered over 70 million tests, more than all of the European Union combined. If you combine all of Europe, it's less than what we do. Millions of point-of-care tests are processed in less than 24 hours and many in under 15 minutes. Nearly 80% of all commercial lab test results are now returned within 3 days. So we've gotten that number down from about 8 days to 3 days. And that's only in the longer-term lab cases. But we have many 15-minute tests. We have some 5-minute tests. The turnaround time for federal surge testing sites is just 2 days. So when you send them out, despite the fact that you have a delivery time, which you can't do anything about, it's all the way down to 2 days. That's a very substantial reduction. Great job by the people that do it. We are focused on aggressively shielding the highest-risk individuals. Those living in nursing homes and long-term care facilities are less than 1% of the U.S. population, but account for nearly half of all fatalities. That's an incredible thing. So it's 1% of the U.S. population, but they account for nearly half of the fatalities from the China virus. That's why we have rushed nursing home funding, protective gear, and rapid testing equipment, and we will announce additional measures to protect nursing home residents in the coming days. We've worked very hard with nursing home companies and also with the governors, 50 governors all around the United States, and we have developed a very good relationship with most of the governors. And I think, for the most part, they're doing a really good job. They're focused very heavily on nursing homes. And when they need equipment that they can't get, remember, they're supposed to get it. But when they can't get, we have tremendous amounts of equipment in stock. Thanks to my administration's decisive action to save American jobs, we're currently witnessing the fastest economic recovery in American history. And that's because the foundation that we set previously, before the virus came and hit our shore, the foundation was so strong. We had such a strong foundation that we're recovering much faster than anybody anticipated. It turns out that it will be a very, very strong V, and you'll see that in just a second. So retail spending has fully recovered and is now at an all-time high. So we're currently witnessing the fastest economic recovery in American history. That's an amazing statement. So you see what's happening with respect to the economy and the recovery, and the stock market is almost at an all-time high. In fact, NASDAQ is at an all-time high. It's had 14 days where we broke the record already over the last 2 months. So a lot of great things are happening. Through the historic relief package that I signed into law, we saved over 50 million American jobs, 50 million American jobs. And the unemployment rate is rapidly going down. You see that? You've seen that? And I think you'll see it over the next 2 months. And you'll have a good report even prior to the election. You're going to have a very good report. I think you're going to have an incredible GDP. You're going to have a tremendous report on business. And a lot of it's going to be released, which is very fortunate, prior to the election. I think the Democrats are going out of their way to try and do whatever they can to stop these kind of numbers. They don't like these kind of numbers because they think it'll hurt them in the election. I think we all have to pull together, and we have to do the right job, and we have to do what's good for the American people. We were unfairly treated by China because they could have stopped it. With that being said, China has purchased the most amount of corn in history. They last week, they purchased the two largest days in the history of corn purchase and a massive amount of soybeans, also cattle. So China has been buying a lot of things, and they're doing that to keep me happy, but they're dreaming about Joe Biden. They would love to have that happen, but I don't think that's going to happen. They are dreaming about him, and so is Iran dreaming about Joe, and so are numerous other countries. They dream about it, because if that happens, they'll own the United States. And China, I can tell you specifically, will own the United States. Can't let that happen. Small business optimism has come surging back. In June, it was higher than any month under the previous administration. Think of that. So small business optimism was higher than any month under the previous administration. And that is while we're going through a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic, you have a number like that. And when you see the numbers that we quoted just now as to what's happening with cases and all of the other hospitalization rates, a lot of tremendous things are happening. Industrial production is increasing at the fastest rate ever recorded. I mean, think of these numbers. I mean, how does that happen? Industrial production is increasing at the fastest rate on record, which is ever recorded. Consumer spending is expected to grow at an astronomical rate this quarter. So we don't have the number yet, but it looks like it's going to be at an astronomical rate. I want to say that I want college football to come back. These are strong, healthy, incredible people. These are people that want to play football very badly. I'd like to see them come back proud and strong.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.